Of all the wild edibles that grow in the spring, perhaps there's no greater prize than a morel mushroom. Beginning to pop up around mid-April for around a month, these treasures resemble sponges in shades of color from black to yellow to white. They are a favorite among locals, that is, if you can find them. Though the season is winding down this year, we spoke with Highland County resident Trey Williams. He humbly declined the title of a local expert on the subject of morel mushrooms, but he has been searching for them successfully in the area for many years.
Places I find most of mine are usually apple trees, ash trees, usually like at the edge of a sod and wooded area. Some people find them underneath pine trees, sycamore. I haven't really found that many there. But the places I go to, the apples and the ash trees are the most common places. There are people who find them underneath poplar trees. Poplar trees is another good place. And I've gone to places where there is poplar trees and never found one. So I just don't know what the rhyme or reason or how they come up. Because usually the places I go, I can go to the same trees they produce pretty much year after year. To where there's 10 foot over here, there's another ash tree that never produces a mushroom. I've found abundance underneath one tree, probably like close to a 5 gallon bucket. And then I've walked for a long time just to find two or three. So it's kind of hit and miss on where you do find them and how plentiful they are when you do find the right spot.
Sometimes the morels show up in interesting places.
I have noticed that one place there has been some timber cut, some select cutting. And the following year, I don't know if the sun had penetrated more into that area, but I mean, the mushrooms blew up. They was very abundant underneath the ash trees at that point. I found them in mulch piles up here along First and Citizens Bank when they freshly mulch. In the spring, you can go around there and find them there. And years ago, the town of Monterey mulched beside the steps going up to Church Hill. And for about 5 years, you could go in that mulch, that freshly bedded mulch, and in the spring, pick your mushrooms.
Trey says he and his family use the mushrooms in omelets, quiche, homemade pizza, and sometimes mixed with another wild edible, ramps. Overall, what is the underlying appeal and lure of the morel mushroom?
I think it's just getting out in the early spring. Everything's been cooped up all winter. Got a reason to get out in the woods, get some exercise. As far as the mushrooms, I probably give 50% of mine away. I just rather find them, get out and look for them and hunt them rather than eat them. You know, I get kind of tired of them quick. Of course, now that Colton, my son, he's at the age, he likes to go with me. I like taking him. And I'm fortunate enough to have family members and people that I work for allow me to go and that are in some of the prime spots. So I am appreciative of that.
Prime morel mushroom season may be over, but Trey said that as recently as last week, he saw a post on social media from another local resident with a morel growing in their driveway. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.